Let's move over. New topic. Hachnasat Orchim is the new topic. Hospitality to guests. So, we already touched upon Avram Avinu when we spoke about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. And that was visiting the sick. Jessica, could you just move over one way so I can see you? Would you mind? So you're hiding. Maybe go that way. Do you mind? Sorry. That way I can see Corey's behind you. Well, you don't have to go leave the chair. You can just move the chair over. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. So I can like see Corey now. Hello. Okay. Books out. Turn to page, it's 42, but it's Hachnasat Orchim, hospitality to guests. We said Avram Avinu was very, very sick. Okay? He was very sick. Why was he sick? He was recovering from Brit Mila, and it was actually the third day after his Brit Mila, right? And they say the third day afterwards is the worst day of an illness, by the way. Because right when you get it, it's like you're just... or an operation or a procedure, actually. When you first get it, you're still, you know, the adrenaline's still going. But the third day, you're weak, you're tired now, and it's much, much, much worse. So we see in Bereishit that Avraham Avinu was in such pain. However, there was something that was more painful for him. What was that? Not having guests, exactly. So let's have a look inside the Pesukim. We know the Pesukim, just we see it. So he sat at the entrance of his tent. Although it was a really, really hot day. Why was it a hot day, by the way? Because Hashem made it really hot. Why did he make it hot? Because he didn't want anyone to visit Avram Avinu. But he saw Avram Avinu was suffering so much because he didn't have guests that he sent him three malachim, angels, to come visit him to make him feel better. Okay, remember, that's why he left Hashem, who was talking to him, we're going to see, in order to fulfill this mitzvah. So whatever this mitzvah is, Hachnasat Orchim, we're going to see it's greater than speaking to Hashem, whatever that means. Right? It's greater than nevuah. It's greater than prophecy. Okay? So we see in the Pesukim, in Bereishit, Yudchet, that Hashem appeared to Avram Avinu, El Neimamre, we spoke about him. He was sitting at the entrance to his tent. It was really, really hot. He lifted up his eyes. V'yisena, v'yar v'nei shlosh anashim nitzav malav. He saw three people walking towards him. V'yar, v'yarat, what did he do? He ran to them. He ran to them. Likratam bepetach ha'ohel. And he bowed down to them. And he got really excited. Vayomar. Adonai imna masatichem beinecha. What does Adonai mean? What does it mean? Who's he talking to? Vayomar. No, he's not. He's talking to the guests. He's saying, my masters. He's given this tremendous honor. He's sick. He's had this operation, this Brit Mila Hashem told him to do. He's sitting by his tent. He sees these guests. He runs out to them. It's important that. We're going to look at that. It's an important aspect. Right? If the Torah says something, it's saying for a reason. He runs out to them, and he calls them Adonai, my masters. Right? If I found favor in your eyes, don't leave. Please. And then he says, watch very carefully, because these pesukim are going to learn many ideas about this mitzvah from. This is the prototype. Go to the bottom of the page. Yukach na ma'at mayim. Take a little, what's ma'at mayim? Ma'at, a little bit of water. Take a little bit of water and wash your feet. V'yishanu tachat ha'etz and lie down. Ve'ka pad lechem. We'll take a little bit of bread. V'saru lipchem, we're going to give you a meal. Achatavor ki alkein, avartem alavdachem, v'yomru ken aset asher dibartem. They said, okay, fine, we'll stay. So he's like this whole elaborate procedure to make them stay. Turn over the page. What happens then? So he starts doing something very unusual. He starts rushing around. V'yamaher Avram, what's maher mean? Quickly! He ran! Ha'ohela. What's ha'ohela? What's in ritzmaraima? At the hey at the end of the word makes it to that place. So ohel is a tent. Hey at the end, ohela means to his tent. Yeah? To his tent. So he ran to the tent, el sara to his wife. What did he say? Mahari. What does mahari mean? Maher. Lee. Hurry up! Quickly! Shalosh se'im kemach solet lushivasi ugot. Let's make some. It's an interesting word, that one. It's an interesting word. Do you know what that word means traditionally? Ugot? What are ugot? Ugos. In modern Hebrew, it means cakes. In Torah Hebrew, it actually refers to something else. How do I know that? Because it's mentioned somewhere else in the Torah. Where? At the Exodus from Egypt, Yetziat Mitzrayim. What did the Jewish people take with them out of Mitzrayim? Matzot. And they're also called ugot. Ugot. So he makes his wife make for them ugot matzah. Why? Well, Rashi actually tells us a little later it was Pesach. But we'll leave that aspect aside for a second. It's just interesting that he's rushing around and he's making ugot, he's making matzah for the guests. We're going to look, I'll tell you why it's interesting, because matzah is going to represent something, I believe, as part of this mitzvah. Okay? Okay. So what does he do? V'el ha-bakar rats Avraham. He goes and he's running again. Can you see that theme? Isn't it? You can't miss it. Rats, maher, mari, rats again. He's running everywhere. Vayikach ben bakar rach v'tov, takes a beautiful, delicious calf. Vayiten lanar, and he gave it to his son. Who was that? Is Yitzchak born yet? No. One of these angels is going to inform Sarah that she's going to have a child a year later. That's one of the angels' mission. Tell her. So, who is this then? It's Yishmael. Right? He gets Yishmael to run to it as well. He takes butter and milk, or ben bachar and the meat. One second. What's the problem with that, just by interest? Sounds like I'm mixing meat and milk. Two possible answers to that, just for interest, since I mentioned it. Two possible answers to that. What do you think? Look at the pasuk, don't look at me. Sorry, what? So, first of all, he gives them the milk and then the meat, and that's not a problem, we said. Right? Two, what's the obvious answer? They don't have to keep kosher. Why not? There wasn't any laws of kosher yet. Torah hasn't been given. Ah, that's an interesting thing. So that was because Avraham Avinu knew that that was the mitzvah you could do. There are many that say that the rabbi, the avot kept Torah. They were not mechuyav to, but they did actually keep the Torah. So according to that opinion, they did keep all the mitzvah in the Torah. Then you can say they had the milk first, and then they had the meat itself. And by the way, some say when you eat meat and milk together, one before the other, you need to have a shomer to make sure you're not going to mix them. Okay? Make mistake, that's why you're standing over them. For Omer Aleihem. He stood over them to make sure that... And they sat under this beautiful tree and they ate. Okay, so what stands out from that story is a few things we picked up. First of all, he's very sick. He's doing a hachnasat orchim. So whatever this mitzvah is, we assume it's very big. Two, the Torah is going to do a lot of elaboration describing it. So we're assuming that it must be important as well, you know? Three, there's a lot of running around. Right? You can't miss that. I mean, why is he running? They got nowhere to go. There's no one else going to help them. Were they going to Sodom and Gomorrah down the street? They weren't going to get any bread or milk over there. They would get a smack on the head. And who knows what else they get from them. So they got nowhere else to go. Why is he running? So we're going to connect two mitzvot, which I like to do. They're two separate midot. As we're going to see, one of them is Hachnasat Orachim, and the other is another Midah which we haven't mentioned, but we are going to mention because it's very applicable to all the other Midot, and that is Zerizut. Zerizut. You can write that down. Zion. Reish. Yud, Zayin, Vav, Taf. Zerizut. What is Zerizut? So, it's usually translated as fast. I mean, when my children learn the letters Zion in school, right, they're like, Zerizus, Zerizus, run, run, run. So it could mean fast. And in this case, actually, it seems like he was moving fast. But there's a better translation I like to use for adults. Because you can run, but people can run nowhere. You know? What's maybe a better interpretation? What's Avraham Avinu doing here? He's running, but why is he running? True, he wants to help his guests. That's true. So what's he acting with? So usually they use the word in English, alacrity. Alacrity. But I'm not going to use that word because most people don't know what it means and how to spell it. So instead, it's A-L-A-C-R-I-T-Y, by the way. But anyway, that's not the point. The point is, I think maybe a better translation of the word zerizut is with passion. With passion. So you're not expected to run around everywhere like a complete like nut job, you know, like a headless chicken running around everywhere. But you've got to act passionately. Now, it happens to be there are times when you're passionate and you're going to run. And sometimes when you're passionate and you're sitting down. But you've got to live a passionate life. And usually people who are passionate about something will end up moving quickly towards it. Is that a fair thing to say? That's my interpretation, by the way. I mean, not the Zerizut definitely is a wonderful midah. It's spoken about by a lot of the Rishonim. Yep, as being a fantastic midah. We see Avraham Avinu who's running around. Now, he's running around because they're probably hungry and tired. Well, they weren't because they were angels, but that's not the point. He never knew. According to some, he did know, actually, but we'll leave that aside. But he did have the midah of Zerizut, and he wanted to make sure the job is done. Would someone right now, before we jump into the sources, like to tell me then, what has that got to do with matzah? Matzah. Why did they didn't have to make it fast. Whoa, now you're saying something. So one second, they're coming out of Egypt. What's the Torah got to do with it? Now, actually, as soon as they were free, did they run out? No. Actually, they were in Egypt all night. They had to make the Korban Pesach. They were free. They made the Korban Pesach. They didn't hurt them. They made the Korban Pesach. They sat down. It takes a long time to make Korban Pesach, by the way. Right? You make a whole shawarma on the grill. It takes a long time. Go to your local shawarma place. You know? See how long it takes them to make a whole, kebab on the grill. It takes a long time, that big one, right? So they weren't running. But suddenly they did start to move quickly. When was that? When they were told, now you go. And they knew where they were going to get the Torah from Har Sinai. And they moved. And they were so excited. They were so passionate about Yitzhak Mitzrayim that they were going to go free, get the Torah, that they moved quickly. So quickly that the matzot, the bread, the flour, actually, and the water, and their backpacks didn't have time to rise, right? Did not become chametz. Okay? So it became matzah. Because usually we have to leave it to rise. They didn't have time. Well, let's go. There is an expression of the chachamim, which goes like this. Mitzvah baliyado. If a mitzvah comes to your hand, al tachmitzena. Don't let it become chametz. That's an expression. Mitzvah baliyado, al tachmitzena. Don't let your mitzvot become chametz. How can a mitzvah become chametz? Wait. Take time. How is matzah made? When you make matzah, have you seen a matzah making factory before? How do they make matzah? Is it a slow process? Your father's in the bread making business. Like you make bagels, right? Your father makes bagels, owns a bagel store. What's it like? You put flour, you put the water. What do they do with it? They let it rise. It sits there on a tray for quite a long time, right? Matzah. What's like in a matzah making factory? Very fast. How fast? Not a few minutes. How many minutes? 18. From the moment the water touches the flour, they move quick. Gotta get in the oven, moving quick, 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 quick. That is the paradigm. That is the paradigm for mitzvot. When the chance of mitzvah comes, don't let it become chametz. We are the matzah people. I believe, this is I may have read this somewhere, but I believe that is why it happens to be Pesach at this time, by the way. Right? That was the time of year. It was freedom time. And when you go free, you move quick. But that's why he's eating matzah. Right? So matzah represents bagels. Melissa, no offense to your father, we Jews love bagels. Why? Because we're a holy people. Could you tell your father I made that joke, please? Thank you so much. So challah we have. Listen, you're not expected to eat matzah the entire year. I mean, you can if you want. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is specifically when we leave Mitzrayim. We recapture the moment of leaving Mitzrayim quickly, and we feel the zerizut. So you can have bread the rest of the year. There's no aver. It's a mitzvah to have challot, to have bread. There's no problem having bread. Bread is not an evil thing. On Pesach it is. Why? Because that's when the Jewish people were made into the Jewish people. So at that time of year, we are very eager to chick-chuck.
Are we very eager to, like, Shabbat?
So when Shabbat's there, we're not rushing. We're excited for Shabbat, we're preparing for it, but when Shabbat's there, the real mitzvah is to chill out. Okay? And we don't rush on Shabbat, by the way. We move slowly, actually make small steps. You're not allowed to. You should really be running around on Shabbat. That's late for sure. But you know, you should be taking smaller steps. C.S. Katana says you should go slowly when you go. So we see. So let's pull this together. We see Avraham Avinu is very involved in Hanasa Orchim. It was so painful not to have guests. It was worse than recovering from a Brit Mila at 100 years old. And he's running. Why? He has another Mila which is connected. In other words, a person can do Chesed, right? Melissa comes to my house. You know, and she's really thirsty. I'm like, would you like some water? Yeah, I'll get you some water. Great chesed. I come back half an hour later, I've not done the mitzvah. Because you've got to tie into it its corresponding aspect, which we see for Avraham Avinu, of zerizut, of moving. If your friend needs help, you've got to be there for them straight away. Okay? You've got to act with passion. And we really looked at this Gemara, and the Gemara actually says that we have to try to be like Hashem. Hashem has various midot. Achrei Hashem Elokeichem Teilechu. We have to follow Hashem, so we follow Hashem's attributes, and we discussed that when it said Hashem visits the sick, so we visit the sick. Yeah, and we said that Hashem clothes the naked; He clothes Adam and Chava, so we do the same thing. We comfort mourners, and here as well. This mitzvah of Hachnasat Orchim is a godly attribute. Because, look at the bottom, Hashem gives hospitality to all guests in every period, every moment. We are guests in Hashem's world. And Hashem has all this wonderful food that is around us, and water, and the ability to make shelter, take care of us. So we are guests in Hashem's world. So we want to make people guests in our world. So we, and that's actually the Shlach HaKadosh, become like God. We are guests of God. Isn't that a beautiful idea? We don't think of it that way, do we? Right? We don't think of it that way. We're actually guests of Hashem in His wonderful world that He made for us. It's a very nice world. Right? It's a beautiful world. Whatever we need is here. And we probably have to figure out how to redistribute it a little bit better, but whatever we need is here in this world. So that's the mitzvah. Can you jump to section 2, please? Because those other sources we looked at last time. So many people have this problem when they think of the stories from the Torah. They're just nice stories. But that's not how we Jews look at the stories from the Torah. The stories from the Torah have within them truth. They have within them philosophical ideas. And they have within them lessons for us to try to emulate. Yeah? These weren't super people. These weren't like people who didn't have other things to do with their lives. But there's something to learn from them. Yeah, and the Chofetz Chaim, in his book Ahavat Chesed, Love of Chesed, which is pretty much what we're discussing, Chesed is really the mida of Avram Avinu, and that is the mida we are expected to emulate in some way. And he says an amazing thing. Follow inside, look inside. Everyone see it? Section 2. Kama chaviva mitzvah achnasat orach l'fnei Hashem. This mitzvah of welcoming guests into your house is a really special mitzvah of God's. Shenichtava parasha shleim v'Torah. This mitzvah got its own story in the Torah. Sometimes you learn out mitzvahs from one pasuk, one verse. Sometimes you learn a mitzvah from one word. Sometimes you learn a mitzvah from one letter in one word. One letter can give the obligation. We'll see, for example, honoring an older brother or sister comes from an extra vav in the pasuk. And suddenly you get to this story in the Torah, same Torah, and there's this whole long story with Aaron, and you're like, well, you know, Hashem likes stories. If Hashem likes to just tell stories, let the whole Torah be full of stories. But it's not. So the fact is, the Chofetz Chaim, that a whole chapter of the Torah is discussing this mitzvah shows how really, really important it is. Right? It's common sense. It's like a logical thing. The fact that so much is written on it means it's pretty important. Yeah. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Shinichtva Parsha Shleba B'Torah, I'm going to bear some Inyan Zeh, V'hila Oslan, this is a sign to us, it's an oath for us, Shinitchazek B'Zeh Gam Kein Kolom Echayenu, that we should involve ourselves in this mitzvah our entire lives. See, some mitzvah you can only do a certain times in your life, some mitzvah you can't do at all, and some mitzvah you can do once a day, once a week, once a year. But we have something over here, which is we have to be constantly trying to fulfill this mitzvah. Right? And there's something very interesting that happens right afterwards, which we're going to tie in as well. And it goes like this. Right after Avram Avinu and the Torah records this episode, it goes on to praise Avram Avinu for taking care of his kids. So something else is thrown into the equation over here, and that is children. Children are added over. Why would children... And what did Avram Avinu do, by the way, in the mitzvah? Did he do it all himself? He got his son involved in it as well. Doesn't say that about other mitzvot. Doesn't say you have to, I don't know, keep kosher and don't forget to tell your kids. Doesn't say that. Doesn't say you have to do para aduma. Don't forget to tell the kids. Keep Yom Kippur. Tell the kids. Nope. Rosh Hashanah. Tell the kids. Okay, it does when it comes to Pesach. We'll see why Pesach is so important that kids have to be part of that. But, and that's in order to inform them of something. Over here, we're doing something else. What are we doing? We're teaching them. We're teaching them by example, but they also should be involved in the process. And that is, and the Torah says, I loved him. Hashem says, I loved Avraham Avinu because he commands his children and his household after him that they should keep the derech, b'derech v'sidkastav. They should follow the right path. So it's as though the Torah is telling us that this isn't just for you. This is the educational model. Your kids need to see you doing this. And I believe they should get involved in it as well. So Achnasa Orachim isn't just, it's a nice mitzvah, which it is. And this person needs to sleep somewhere. And this person needs to be taken care of, make sure they have a house to live in, all this kind of stuff, and we're going to see that's all part of it. But it's really important to keep our kids involved in it. And kids are part of the equation. And maybe this is the right way to educate our children. By teaching them that there are people who need help. And by teaching them, not everyone has a lot of things. And they should take care of other people. How? By getting the water, bringing them food, taking care of them. So adults are told that it's not your mitzvah,
this is one you got to really pass on to kids.
This is like what's going to educate them. As mitzvah teach all Torahs to Judah, you know, to kids, you want to teach kids to do mitzvah. But this specific, there's something about this mitzvah that kids need to hear and be aware of. You know? And kids complain about that. Oh no, do we have to do it again? And can't we do it this way? And I want to... Don't worry about it. Keep hocking them. If they see parents who don't be involved in this mitzvah, not a good sign. I mean, the Torah is telling you how to bring up nice, well-adjusted children. I mean, you do want... Yishmael, interestingly. Yishmael did many bad things in his life. But one thing he was good at is Kibbutz Av Aim and Hachanas Orachim, which we see as descendants, by the way. Right? Arab world are very good at this as well. We see they have a thing for this as well. Right? They're very good, like the nomads, you know, and the Arabs, they're very, very into Hachanas Orachim. Okay, there's other challenges, but at the end of his life, he did Shuva as well. He did Shuva. Before Yishmael died, he did Shuva, which is why one of the great sages in the Talmud is Rabbi Yishmael. Well, we don't really use that name nowadays. This is my son Yishmael. You don't really use that nowadays, unfortunately. You know. But he was a great person. Make no mistake.
Do Arabs?
They say I come from. They are very into this meter of like welcoming guests, you know, and giving lots of food and stuff. It seems to be passed down culturally through their people. It comes from here. It really does. Not everyone was doing it. You go to Sodom and Amora down the street, you see the exact opposite. They were anti-doing this. It's hard for us to even understand that. You know, read the story of Sodom and Amora, what? They used to, like, bring guests. They weren't allowed to bring guests if they gave them anything. We can't even fathom it. Such a weird idea. You know, the Rashi says that, you know, Lot's wife even complained when Lot wanted to give, they live in Sodom and Amora, they wanted to give salt to the guests.
Yeah.
So it's like, very weird. Why would she, like... I mean, it happens to be that salt was a commodity. It wasn't like nowadays, salt like is everywhere, I don't care about it. Then it was actually a precious commodity. But leaving that aside, you know, what you want to do is give a little bit of flavor to the guests, you know, because chicken without salt is not so tasty. You've got to put salt and pepper and other stuff in the chicken. But there are people who had those midot. I'm sure they still are today. But for the most part, most people are not like that. And the reason is because Avraham Avinu introduced it to the world. He created this idea of chesed. That's what he's called, Ish Chesed. That is Avraham Avinu's motif. Like, he's known as Mr. Chesed. And the genius was that it wasn't just him. He made his kids do it, and that was their education. Which means the Yishmael became who he was because he watched his father, eventually. And we're going to see that Yitzchak became who he was because he saw his father. And that was Chesed. So that was the tool he used to teach his kids. Doesn't say he taught them how to become great geniuses, sat down and learned them day in, day out. I'm sure he did as well. I'm sure he kept them learning a lot of Torah, how not to do idol worship, right? I'm sure he gave them that stuff. But the Torah does not say that. The Torah says the way he brought his kids up to be great children is to teach them how to be good to other people, specifically hospitality to guests. That is what the Chofetz Chaim is saying. And Hashem praised him for that. We shall pick this up in Miss Hashem tomorrow. Have a great and successful day.